Hello, and welcome to Hot Goss with Trash, the podcast where we treat facts like the dirty little pieces of gossip. We rate the facts, but those ratings don't matter. What does matter is we are all hot. My name is Lindsay, and this week I started watching a new show on Apple called Suspicion, and it's set in New York and the UK, so it's like a perfect blend of being in like the city I'm living in and parts of the country that I sometimes miss.
Yeah. That's so sweet. I love that.
It's about kidnapping, but I don't know anyone who did any kidnapping, less sweet. So that's fine.
That's less.
No feelings around kidnapping from me.
My name is Rachel. I've been watching a lot of nature documentaries. Really on the lookout for a new one if anyone has any recs. But my girlfriend will often walk in if we're like watching stuff in different rooms. And I'm just like sobbing about a fish that I saw. I've been crying at a lot of them. Mm-hmm. They're really hitting me, but I can't stop watching them. So that's been my guilty little pleasure.
I'm Chloe. Yesterday at 1:30 p.m., I watched a man try to shoot another man from across the street. Just in Bushwick. And I won't say how close it was to my apartment, but it was close. And I was like, nobody's reacting like that's a gun. Guys, we're all looking at this gun, right? And we were.
Did he succeed?
He didn't, but I think, I don't know enough about guns to be like, this is what happened. I think he was shooting blanks. I think it was an intimidation tactic at a man in a doorway, because the man in the doorway was not reacting like there were bullets coming out of that gun, even though the rest of us were. But it really solidified that, yeah, guns are very scary. I don't want to be around them.
You were texting me a lot also yesterday, just giving me updates about your craft project and didn't mention this. So your level of balancing craft with anxiety, I mean, wow.
I figured it would be a hard story to text. Like, I saw a man kind of get shot at. Not really. It was a whole thing.
Anyway, well, these are the cute dogs I met.
Yeah. Well, Chloe told me this on the way over here as well. And I also was like, I too received the photos of the craft. And I was like, what? We got to work on this.
You, Chloe. Chloe.
You can come over.
I didn't want to worry you guys.
Okay. Next time, worry us.
I also live in that neighborhood. A warning could have been nice.
I only get gun texts from Chloe. So like,
I FaceTimed Shem immediately and was like running up. I was like, what are you guys doing with the gun? What's up? What do you want?
Hi, my name is Shem. I recently saw the major motion picture Moonfall. It's very, very bad. I don't enjoy it. It was just about the moon being crushing towards Earth. It's awful, but I have AMTA list, so it's like free. And I was like thinking, this is maybe the worst like movie I've sat through for a while. And then there's a scene where I work in 7 World Trade Center, which is by 1 World Trade Center. Mm-hmm. And it's a Roland Emmerich disaster movie. So there's a point where like the New York's like blowing up, and then I could see my whole office in 3D rendered just burst into flames and burn to the ground. And I literally went, yes!
People are like, why is this man cheering?
It's the saddest part of the movie. Everyone else is sobbing.
So it's
goodbye,
fiction.
9 to 5.
It's a fiction movie. I was like, is this something I have to worry about now? The moon coming to the Earth, or it's non-fiction?
It's the moon coming
Rachel
to the
thinks
Earth.
Everything's a documentary.
By the way, when I was talking about fish, I was watching Finding Nemo. I was like,
they can talk.
He's squashed.
Hi, I'm Pam.
You look so scared.
I was like, it's okay. I go? Yeah. Me now?
Guys.
Oh, no. Literally.
What? Wait, Pam?
Wait, what happened?
What?
What happened?
Oh.
That was so wild. Can you hear us now? We're not on.
Wait, hold on. Uh-oh. Sorry.
What? Can you turn our video?
Hello.
Oh no. Got it.
Okay. You froze. You guys froze. See?
We froze.
Our Zoom.
Can you see yourselves?
Yeah. Zoom just, it totally crashed.
But it's still recording, right? Because I stayed on. It says recording.
Yeah.
Okay, and you'll start again?
No. That's great. We just need. You can go from where you were.
We've got the other stuff. Okay.
Okay. Oh, you saved it.
Yeah.
Because it's gold, baby. It's gold.
I have a whole the world's.
Oh yeah, you have a separate thing.
A whole like recording setup. Like it's recorded offline here. But that was okay. Nuts because you went, I go, and you just disappeared.
And then disappeared the whole
I was
Zoom
like,
shutdown.
Oh no, did I freeze? And then I just sat here going, hello, am I frozen?
My name's
I
Pam.
I'm Pam.
Pam.
Still Pam.
I've named 10 things I've watched recently.
Lindsay, you're wearing a shirt that says Hot Dog Johnny's.
I
don't know if you just got that or you've been there.
I've been that.
Okay.
Although I could
because
I ate the fries
when I was
vegan.
In. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I was in high school, I was in ski club and we would stop there to go to like on our way to the Poconos to go skiing. That's where we would stop.
That's really. Yeah. I went on the way back from the Poconos in September or October and like, it was like my friend had seen the t-shirt on a bunch of people and then like, they're from New Jersey and like then looked it up and they were like, it's real. I was like, then we have to go. And I like that they say it's in Buttsville, which is not a place, but they put Buttsville on the t-shirt, I think just to sell more t-shirts.
Well, see, now that I didn't realize, I actually thought it was a town called Buttsville. I really didn't know, like, because I was in high school. I was like, I just assumed that's the name of the town.
I Googled it and I couldn't see it, but I want to believe that it is a real place.
There's a Buttsville in New Jersey, 55 miles out from it. I looked it up on Apple Maps.
That's it then. That's it. That's it. It really is called Buttsville. Wow. So there you go.
Wait, ski club in the Poconos sounds like the fanciest sentence I've ever heard.
It really wasn't.
did your school actually have ski club?
That's yeah, we so had cool. ski club. We had ski whoa. Club did and my that? Friends were...
I grew
my
up friends in the were desert. Like, I don't know.
Oh, I'm so like, you didn't whoa. Have ski club.
Yeah, no, we didn't have a ski club.
Well, we were close. I mean, like in New Jersey, you're close to Pennsylvania. So it's cheap to go to the Poconos. But the Poconos are like, I don't want to diss the Poconos. They're lovely and everything. But it's very small. It's very small. And it didn't used to snow a lot at that time. I feel like so it would be like ice. It would be like sheer ice. You'd just be going down sheer ice. And my friends convinced me join ski club. And I was like, I don't know how to ski. And they're like, we'll teach you. And I was like, okay, great. And they were like on the bunny slope with me for 15 minutes. And then they were like, boring. And so then they just left me. And so then I just kind of taught myself. Yeah, because it cost extra to get lessons. Yeah. And I was like, I don't want to pay extra for lessons. But the very first time I went, I fell on my face on ice and it was like road rash. Like my whole side of my face was ripped apart. And I was like, that was fun.
So I think snow sports are my nightmare. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just because I didn't grow up in the snow. I lived in Washington for 1 year. So I had snow experience for that short amount of time and hated it. But skiing is truly terrifying to me. I'm like, they allowed that in a school, but
I used to
go. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I used to go.
That is interesting.
Yeah. It's
people die.
Right.
I used to go with my parents and we would go in Austria and all the little children who are from there would be in helmets and have padding on. And it's all these people show up for their 1 week ski trip, no helmet, just goggles, a hat. And we would see, we'd always meet these couples who were there. And one of the couple would always know how to ski. The other one was maybe going to have 3 days of lessons. Mm. And then they would go out together. And we were always
good luck.
Because you could guarantee by Thursday or Friday, the person who had only just had lessons would be in a cast. Because we're it's dangerous.
I know.
Stay in the beginner lesson.
Or they'd get in a huge fight or something.
You're not waiting for me. Yeah. You said you'd wait for me.
Me. I'm you're leaving me behind.
I think my mom got to the point, she was like, just go on, but stop at a certain point.
That's when my girlfriend and I tried to learn how to skate together, and I'm not very good at it. Also, I got skates and she got blades, and blades are easier. And she kept leaving me behind, and I was like, this isn't fun. I'm by myself. Aww. And then after that, she's like, I think we should skate alone. She's like,
that's smart.
She's like, we could go sometimes, but I think I need my alone time.
Yeah.
I was like, that's fair. That's fair, I guess.
Well, Pam, we've heard that you've been to Hot Dog Johnny's.
Yes.
We're so delighted to have you on the podcast today. Our guest is a writer, actor, improviser. It's Pam Murphy.
Ooh, oh, thank you, everyone. Hello. Hello.
Sorry, we invited the lodge over. Lodge, ski joke, baby.
We get it. Whoa. Ski.
What a fun time. Such a dangerous sport. One year, the first year they put me in ski school, and I think I was like 4 years old, but I've always been really high. And the instructor was like, why does your daughter keep falling over? Mom was like, she's 4 years old. Like, do you cut her any slack? And she's like, oh my God, I thought she was 8 because of her height. Like, aww, go get the smaller skis and she'll be able to stand up. I was like, this is fun.
The instructor's like, what's wrong with you? And you're like, goo-goo gaga.
Your stupid sister can't ski.
But don't worry, no pressure like this on the podcast today. We're so happy you're with us. We are going to get straight away into those facts with Rachel.
You said we're going to get straight, and that felt like a hate crime.
I'm so sorry. We're going to get into those facts with Rachel.
Thank you. Oh, I'm happy to start. Okay, this is a really weird one. Okay, so I've always heard those asbestos commercials that are like, if you or a loved one has inhaled asbestos. And I know it's used in insulation, but I don't really know what asbestos is. So I did a little deep dive into asbestos. And what I found was that actually asbestos, one, is naturally occurring. It's not a man-made thing. And two, was regarded as like really fancy back in the like, old times. And there's accounts of Charlemagne wanting to use asbestos as his like tablecloth because it was like sparkly. And then after dinner, he could throw it into the fire and it wouldn't burn, and then take it back out and it would be clean. And he'd be like, ha ha ha, welcome to my dinner party. So it was like a really like showy party trick, because it was fire resistant, mm-hmm. and it would also like turn red in the fire. But there's like all of these accounts. They thought they had found like a fireproof salamander, but really it was just like living among asbestos. All the stuff. Anyways, cool properties. You shouldn't breathe them. that'll be bad. But I was interested to learn that it had kind of like a very showy past life.
Yeah, I never knew that about it. It's always like, don't go near it.
Yeah. I was like, let's learn more.
I'm shocked that it's naturally occurring.
Mm-hmm. It's made of like six, hold on, I actually have this here. It's made of like six different chemical compounds. You know, I should have bookmarked the one part. Seemed to belong. Yes. Okay. Some believed it was like derived from like wool of a fire resistant salamander. There we go. Mm-hmm. That's how we got there. Some believe that it like was spun from a species of rat that lived inside of volcanoes, which cute. You see, I started reading those facts thinking the end of the sentence was going to tell me where it actually came from. And it didn't. Oh, History of Technology, Rachel Maines, we love her name, said that every fiber we use comes from the same living thing, but asbestos is the only exception.
Wait, what was the previous thing?
Every fiber that we use comes from, sorry, not the same living thing.
You pictured one giant sheep somewhere.
I was like, I guess sheep are all related to every other animal and cotton and...
I'm panic skimming. No, okay. Asbestos is the only exception that doesn't come from something that is living. It comes from a rock that can be woven into a cloth. Yeah, which is really weird.
Which turned out to be a bad idea.
They said, hey, this makes for a great party trick, but don't put it in your homes.
But why, But it's good for insulation. Like, that's
yeah.
why.
Well, they
used to use it in insulation. So yeah. all of these cases are from people who like mm-hmm. worked on homes because it was fireproof. So right. they put it in there. But now, no, mm-hmm. no.
It's been the walls of all the school buildings.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
My old- I thought it had like more than the fire resistant. Like it always, like every, the context, I always just thought it was like a big old insul, like for yeah. heat. Not just heat, but like for warmth. Yeah.
I guess when it's found in the wild, if you split open the rock, there's like a vein of fluff that goes through it, almost like oh. wool. And there's like some like blue and gold pieces in it. So it looks like something really appealing. You mm-hmm. know, usually like in nature, it's like the, I don't know, like the markings of things are like, no, don't go near this poison. It's red. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. But this was very inviting. Nature was saying, please use this for something. Yeah.
So we can get rid of you human. Yeah. Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do. That's why it was there.
They played yeah. the long game.
Clever nature.
It was yeah. originally that.
I would have enjoyed that dinner party, like chuck the tablecloth in. Also, I feel like a lot of my family would enjoy that. We don't have to watch this. Great. Like, yeah. can we put it on the glasses? No. Oh, okay. Like,
it also is funny to me, like, how messy are your dinner guests, right? Charlamagne? That, like, every time you have to be like, the mess we just made, it's gone.
They encourage it at the start of the meal. They're like, everyone, doesn't matter if you make a mess.
Spit on this table. Do it. Do it. I dare you. Spit on it.
And separately make a mess here.
That's like Charlamagne. All right, how hot is my fact?
Okay, Rachel, your fact is it's as hot as that fire they threw the tablecloth in.
Mm.
Hot, but not hot enough to take asbestos down.
So true.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Rach, your fact is as hot as the Emerald City. Period.
Thank you. I famously have a tattoo of the Emerald City.
Mm.
For context.
Rachel, your fact was not hot at all. Shivering cold because it was wrapped in several layers of asbestos. although your fact does only have 3 weeks left to live.
Your fact has lung cancer. Thank you.
Your fact was as hot as the asbestos class action lawsuit hotlines, baby.
That's hot. Thank you so much. Hot. Wow, I feel great. Because I don't have asbestos in my lungs.
Now we're going to take a hotline to Shem for his fact.
Oh, yes. Wow,
that was
oh,
nice. No.
thank you. It's just like an animal fact.
Shem starts every fact mm-hmm. with, it's just like a little itch, and then proceeds to ruin my life. Go ahead.
Because it's astounding.
also, no pressure.
I'm also mean to Rachel. this is just based off a conversation we were having with Rachel beforehand. But like a lot of aphids, they're like mainly female, and then a lot of aphids are born pregnant. So they'll just give birth to babies, and those babies will already have like another like
baby
aphid like
them?
Gestating in them, ready to like go, and it's just like this continual like cycle of aphid birth and rebirth.
Are they? You did ruin my life with this fact. Did they get fertilized by the same daddy?
There is no, it's not one big aphid daddy swinging it around.
I'm like, how is this happening?
Everything comes from the same living daddy.
Just
oh, no.
One very horny sheep. but yeah, no, they're like pre-fertilized. So like, it,
oh,
I don't think
they don't
reproduction
need it.
Works in the same way. They like,
yeah, yeah,
don't
yeah.
need like to get busy. It's more, they're just like born that way.
Oh my gosh, for context, I'm always scared that I'm pregnant, but I famously have a partner with a female reproductive system, so it's not possible for that to happen. And now it's my nightmare, unless I was born. Oh my gosh. I'm going to go to my gynecologist and be like, can you make sure there's no eggs in me that are just like ready to hatch?
Can you make sure I'm not an aphid, please?
She's going to be like, you greatly misunderstand.
What I disliked about that sentence Rachel is the way you just pointed your finger aggressively. Just make sure.
That's how I speak to my gynecologist. I walk in the building and I go, "Hey, lady, look down here. Whoa, up there, down here. Make sure nothing's living in there." Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What is an aphid?
Thank you so much for asking.
Is it a spider?
It's a herbivorous pest, like a small little fly that you might see on like plants. They like reproduce really, really, really quickly. So you'll see.
Oh.
Sort of. It's not the same, but sort of. Do you know how fruit flies appear? And they're like those teeny little things. They're like in the similar sort of vibe to that, and they'll just like appear out of nowhere and then just be all over your plants. They're like a common gut. If you're like into gardening, they're like annoying.
I think I only know about them from, yep, that's it, from A Bug's Life.
A documentary.
I just watched it a few weeks ago. It's a new dog.
That's the Disney Channel. You're just going through the Disney Channel.
I'm learning something new every day. but it did teach me something.
That's a terrible creature to be born with that feature, because they're a pest.
Feature.
I'm not a biologist. People are like, what kind of breed is that dog? And I always think of dogs in genres, because I never think of the word breed first.
Yeah. I do say genre of dog.
The thing is, it's a feature and a bug.
Oh. Oof.
No, Shem.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because the aphid is like the little dog that the grandma carries around. Anyways, highly recommend the documentary series.
Bug Life.
But women are born with all the eggs they're going to have.
Yeah, they're just not fertilized.
Oh, that's true.
So all of your eggs that you have were in your mommy. And all the eggs that your mommy had were in your gammy.
We all have the same eggs.
Do you need to call your therapist?
Someone just like, I recently heard that and I was like, oh, what?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Baby.
We're all Russian dolls.
Exactly. Exactly.
But thank God that mine aren't hatching, you know? Oof, baby.
Not yet.
Why did it look like you were going to impregnate me? Hey. Not yet.
Not yet.
You never
not
know. Yet. You never know. Never say never.
Mm-mm. Never say never.
Shen, that fact is as hot as my anxiety was when I was 8 years old and I had a stomach ache and I told my mom that I thought I was pregnant. She was like, my God. And then it turned out I didn't even know how you get pregnant. Then that led to a lot of sexual education for myself. But the fact is my anxiety was, and probably my mom's anxiety, mm-hmm. When that happened. So thank you so much.
Just imagine your mom just saying, no, you're not.
I feel like my mom was like, at some point, like, I feel like she like laughed and then was like concerned and then laughed. She's like, no, physically, no, Rachel.
Physically, no.
Yeah.
Shem, that fact was as hot as a beautifully hot, sunny summer's day in the garden where the aphids are happily reproducing and eating all the plants.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
That fact was as hot as this bowl of old nectarines on my table covered in fruit flies.
Clementines are like my favorite thing to go moldy because they get that gray like dust and it feels really weird.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've noticed that.
Yeah. Feels fun. Like they're just going to go.
You blue. Don't let them get moldy.
The only reason I buy fruit is to see which one I prefer to go moldy first.
I love it. I love that.
Shem, effect is as hot as all the aphid exes who are just watching their girls have babies without them. They're just like, could have been me. And she's like, I didn't need you.
Wow, she can do it all.
She can do it all.
She can do it all. And you know who can do it all? Our sponsors. Here's a little word from them. Thank you so much. And we're back. And Pam, we are coming over to you to hear your fact of the day.
Mine stinks.
Oh, no.
We don't mind that. Mine stinks. No. I don't know what I was doing. Look. Okay. It stinks. It really stinks.
I'm excited to hear what you think is a stinky fact. Yeah.
The winner of the 2021 Westminster Dog Show was Wasabi the Pekingese.
Wait, no, this is not stinky and I love it. I was going to say famously. I feel like we've done a lot of Westminster Dog Show improv.
Really?
Yeah.
No real dog.
No real dog action. But I do feel like we have many times ended up at the Westminster Dog Show. And I don't know if that's me and Chloe being like, our friends are British. Let's put you in a dog show. But now I'm excited to learn about it because the next time it comes up.
Yeah, we got inevitably,
specifics. We got some specifics.
Some specifics.
Wasabi. And you said wasabi's a what kind of dog?
A Pekingese. Little.
What kind of dog is that?
Little dog, lots of hair. They're like a big fluff ball. It's funny because it's like, it always, like a lot of times whatever dog wins, that's like the dog that's like in fashion. And then everybody like wants to go buy that dog, you know? The poor doggies. Aww. The first Westminster Kennel Club dog show. Cute. You see a picture?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Shem showed me.
Wasabi.
Oh, that's for sure how the owner says it.
Wasabi. So the first Kennel Club dog show was May 8th in 1877.
Whoa.
1877. It's making it second only to the Kentucky Derby in terms of continuously held sporting events in the United States. Wow. I mean, we don't have a lot of stuff going on in the U.S. Pretty new. I mean, pretty young compared to other places. But so it's the Kentucky Derby is number one and the Westminster Dog Show is number two. That's all they had to do was like, we have horses, then there's dogs. Now, well, let's have a chicken show.
Nope, they don't run and jump as well. Okay, we'll cross the chicken show off. We'll reinvent that.
Oh my gosh, it was held at Madison Square Garden, where it is today, but it used to be called Gilmore's Garden.
Oh.
Gilmore.
I feel like that's a little jazzy.
Girls and a garden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, both are jazzy.
Gilmore Girls.
What are the, because I also don't know this, what are the criteria of winning a dog show? It's like walking well.
Well, they're judged on how closely they conform to a written description of the ideal specimen of that breed.
Wow.
I want like an underground punk dog show that's like, we don't conform to the man.
I know, yeah. Right? Yeah. I know.
I want like a little like punk rocker. Mm-hmm.
So I know.
There's a documentary on Netflix where they talk about chicken breeders and like competitive chicken farming.
Are you talking about Chicken Run?
Again, not a documentary.
Mel Gibson is not an award winner. But like they talk about like the tail height and the feathers and the kinds of like wattle they want. And there's another one about a bunch of people who like competitively shampoo poodles and then like dye their hair in like different colors. Whoa. And it's like bananas. But they have like a dog agility training. We used to live near Westminster, so there's like a dog agility training park near there. So you can see people like in like gilets, like running, like high knees.
Stop.
And like trying to get their dogs to do like obstacle courses. And it's so not a reflection of what people want in like a modern dog. And like, I feel it would be much more fun if they did like a more cuteness-based, like a course where like, here's like a little laptop and the dog's gonna like curl up right next to it.
Let's see him like touch those buttons and say a sentence.
Let's see him end your Zoom call. Yeah.
This dog just peed in the toilet and flashed. Like that would be
much
more appealing.
It's funny though, because like when you watch it, the Westminster show, you're just like, sometimes you're like, oh, he's like drooling, or oh no, he shook when they're running around or whatever. But like, none of that matters at all. Mm-hmm. I guess it's just like, oh, and like when you, the announcers are always like, look at that personality. And you're like, yeah, kind of happily running around. Just, I'm not really seeing it, but.
TikTok showed me very recently, there are also cat shows.
Yeah. I think I watched a documentary. I'm so sorry. I do think I watched a documentary on this. It wasn't Aristocats.
But yeah, no, it just like, apparently show cats are more just like docile. So like what I've seen is like the, wherever their handler, their parent, whoever, will just like stretch the cat out and be like, this is the cat.
They want to be like really fluffy and like chunky. Well, which I love.
Otherwise, the cats would just walk off, right? They'd be like, "I'm not doing this."
They're
like,
so chill about it. The way they're just like, man, they're like flopping the cat.
Like, they must do them like when they were kittens, like really be like, here,
wait. You like this.
Now it feels like balloon modeling. Like, wow. Like, no, it's now a little dog.
Wow.
Yeah, I would not take any of our cats to a cat show.
Absolutely. I took my cat Mimosa, loves running out into our hallway just to like see what happens. He doesn't go anywhere. He just like sniffs. But then if it looks like I'm going to shut the door, go back in the house, he panics and runs back in. And I'm like, sir, you got out here by yourself. Like it wasn't, I didn't make you come out here, but he's like, let me in. So sweet. He's just
so sweet.
I was in 4-H, which is like a farming club or whatever. Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, for a short time, I was in like the perfect pets cat club for a short time. And they had like, there's like a 4-H fair and like you show your cat kind of, but my cats were like stray cats. I didn't have like, you know what I mean? I had like cats that we found that just started coming around that we started feeding. And then I was like, this is my kitty, you know? And I had like fancy cats. So like my, you know, my poor cat Jolie to, you know, and to sit in a cage like all day and then like would be like, yes, she's a calico. I don't know. Like, you know, just not really even, I guess they just like let me do it because they're like, oh, okay, you're part of the thing and you've got the shirt.
You've got the shirt. She's got the shirt on.
Yeah, every cat's a perfect cat. That's what we said, right?
every cat. Oh my gosh. Okay, Pam, that fact is as hot as, oh, I was going to say a hot dog. I meant like a hot dog. I'm going to say the hottest dog that I've ever seen. Like, just like, that's a hot dog. There was a Great Dane that would just walk around. I grew up in Arizona. That would just walk around downtown Phoenix with sunglasses on, like real cool sunglasses. And her name was Daisy. And like everyone, like all of the different store owners, everyone knew Daisy. And she just like prowl around, and she's the most famous dog that I know. So your fact is as hot as Daisy.
Nice.
That's hot.
Pam, your fact is as hot as my cat, Joni, who plays fetch like a dog.
And Chloe loves their cat more than truly anything in the entire world. So that's a big compliment. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course.
That fact was as hot as a kitty cat lying on a shelf. Like a windowsill in the sunshine in summer.
Aww.
Can you tell we're cat people over here?
And I brought a dog fact.
Idiot.
No, it's okay. I love dogs. I love dogs.
She's gone again.
I love dogs.
That fact is as hot as I have a little office in my house. And then sometimes, very rarely, I shut the door when I'm on like a call or something like that. And then the cats will like line up outside. And then bring me like little cat toys, like a little mouse, and they'll just like lay it down. It's like, do you not want to come and play? Like, what's wrong? Why are you working? And then I open the door and I see them, and it's like, yeah, you're right. Why am I working?
Stop.
So cute. Yeah, it's true.
It's really cute.
They're really adorable. And who also is adorable? Little Chloe.
Little Chloe.
Okay. mine is also about a little animal.
Yay.
So descendants of dinosaurs, they're called solenodons. They're like little, picture like a little hamster rodent-y thing. Mm-hmm. What I like about this animal is two things. One, the females have nipples on their butts. beautiful.
I knew it had to get back to nipple somewhere. Chloe also loves nipple facts.
I love nipples. And two, they basically were found in the forests of Hispaniola. And
Sham is going to share a photo of it. Let's see. Whoa. Whoa, look
wow.
at that. Oh. It looks like a little elephant.
And
Oh my gosh. It's like the cartoon version of a possum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a little anteater.
Show me your nipple butt.
Little tiny thing.
Oh my goodness. But,
yeah, why are there no close-ups of nipple butt?
Nipples. This Google search. Still none, thank you.
No. Okay. They're shy about him.
Oh.
No,
that's not it.
Oh, that's babies.
Just babies.
Shem is giggling with laughing next to me.
That's babies.
I got to talk to my therapist about now. I've seen a birth of a, what's it called? A schnephodon?
Selenodon.
Schnephodon.
My gosh. It looks like when they're like, oh, an infestation, like it had worms or something. But nope, it's just having babies.
Oh, so many.
They grew up in the forest. They didn't have to deal with any predators until humans showed up. So they never had
asbestos?
on their free time, they invented asbestos, number one. Number two, they never learned how to run properly because they never had to.
Oh.
So they run on their toes with an, quote unquote, ungainly waddle, following in a zigzag pattern.
It's
alarm and tries to go faster, it's like tries to go fast, but it like will sometimes trip on itself because it never learned. And it's just like, whoa.
Is it like Flintstones on its toes where it's like,
I think so. So she's like, it tries to go, but it never, it uses the word erratic.
Wait, so pattern. They're still around? Whoa.
Where do they live?
Well, that's why now they have like a gazillion babies each.
Oh, yeah.
Go, right?
You just gotta pop them all out.
Yeah.
Hispaniola. Because so they're still in Spain. Okay.
Because humans came and they brought dogs and cats.
Yeah. And whatever other,
Probably snakes came with bird, like all
those
things.
Oh, on the
all those things.
Boat, I guess, but... Yeah, they got nipples, but they can't run.
I wonder if the butt nipples is because it's like closer to where they come out, so the babies can like immediately go, so they don't have to like try to like travel up to the the titty area.
It's a scientific term. The medical term, the titty area.
The titty area.
What is going to inspect your titty area? I would love if a doctor was like, I'm just going to give you a titty exam. Thanks for coming in.
They eat insects.
Check my titties, doc.
We've gone with a mammogram, however.
Because their snoot does kind of look like an anteater, right? Mm-hmm. Where it like can get into little tiny nooks and crannies. Yeah.
They are endangered now because of everything humans have introduced.
Aww.
Pull of loves.
Wait, I want to... Is it really bad for people to
Let's save them.
Yeah. We can sing a song at the end of this.
Please donate to
Save the Snuff.
We're still not sure what they're called.
But save them.
Save them.
What do you eat?
Selenodon?
Selenodon.
Selenodon. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I have a mental block here.
Save a selenodon tonight.
Selenodon. Oh.
Well, we had aphids. I mean, we're getting it all today. We're really learning.
If only Selena...
They tear into rotten logs and trees with their foreclaws and snouts. And
kind of like a termite.
Their diet consists mostly of insects, worms, and other invertebrates, but they also feed on fruit, roots, vegetables, and small vertebrates.
They're not hurting anybody.
Yeah, I was like, I hope they don't, they don't sound like they pose a risk to anything.
They don't.
Maybe they're learning to hide. You gotta hide.
You know,
oh, sometimes you can't run, you gotta hide.
I'm a dirty liar.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
They're back. We saved them. Our song worked.
They're one of
they learned to run. They learned to run.
They learned to run and they learned how to
They have
poison.
Races now.
They're one of the few venomous mammals. What? They have a toxic saliva it injects into its prey through its lower incisor teeth.
Okay, so they're little bitches. They're little bitches. I kind of like that for them.
They're like the little snake mammals.
Yeah. They
no, really that is cool. That now, oh,
and
good. Now,
that was too good to be true.
Now I like that they're like, whoa, I can't run.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That is a nice redemption story for them to be like, I look really cute, but I'm going to get you.
Please don't chase me.
Oh no, I can't run.
Did you ever see, I think it was the animated short before, I think it was before Men in Black. It was before, no. But it was like the animated short that goes before a movie, and it was called The Jub Jubs. And it's about these little cute little like fluffy dudes, but then they open their mouth and they're but yeah, it reminds me of them. They're like little jub-jubs.
Little jub-jubs.
We love that. Highly recommend if that's watchable anywhere. I loved that as a kid. I thought it was great.
Cute.
It sounds adorable.
Sounds adorable.
Feels like counter-programming to Men in Black, to be honest.
I know. I don't know why I associate those two in my head. Maybe because of the little people in the little world in the watch. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But what I do know is Chloe... That fact is as hot as a sting, a bite, a nibble from one of our Selenodon friends would be. Ouch.
I like that I brought the fact and you checked with Chad instead of right at me.
Chad.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Dad, did I do it right? Okay. It's as hot as that.
Dad, did I do it? Thank you, Rachel.
You're so welcome.
Chloe, that fact is as hot as an echidna, which is a spiky, cute little creature in Australia that also has poison. And I just think these two would have a beautiful day out together. Like, that is the new Pixar that's coming out.
Whoa.
It's not. I made it up, but they would be perfect for a Pixar.
Perfect. Write it.
Poison buddies.
Children, if you can't run, learn from these two.
Jab people with poison.
I think that... fact is as hot as a rotting tree log that a selenodon would burrow into to eat some insects and stuff.
And Rachel just has a screen that says the Jub Jubs.
I'm sorry, I really needed to look up. It's not the Jub Jubs. That's a Neopet. It's the Jub Jubs. It's the Jub Jubs. Okay. All right.
I had to validate. Oh, that's so cute.
Chloe, that fact was as hot as the furious dinosaur ancestors when they see their tiptoeing waddling descendants. We used to run this place.
Like, we're trying to run.
I guess the birds are something we can still be proud of. Okay, well, let's see if you can all be proud of me with a little fact I'm bringing in today. My fact is that there was a Hollywood actor called Hedy Lamarr. More details on her shortly, but she actually created or should be credited with the invention of wireless communication.
Excuse me?
During the Second World War, she worked closely with George Antheil to develop the idea of frequency hopping, which honestly, prefer that to Wi-Fi.
Whoa.
I want to get on my frequency hopper. Although it does, now it just sounds like one of those big orange ball things that you jump on, a space hopper, which might only be from one of the countries I've lived in. So if that's not a applicable reference,
it's apology. Not called that, but it's a thing.
Okay, great. And yes, this would have prevented the bugging of military radios, but the US Navy ignored her patent. And later used her findings to develop new technologies. Years later, her patent was rediscovered and she was credited in 2000, just before she died.
Oh, okay.
But she was an Austrian-American actress and inventor. And yeah, basically the tech forms the basis for today's Wi-Fi, GPS, and Bluetooth.
I'm extremely curious how she got into like understanding
she was,
that
she was she was also a scientist or like in that field as well as being an actress. It wasn't just a okay, the war's here, what shall I do?
It's like as an actor, I feel like I'm lacking some knowledge.
The other skills section on her resume was wild. Just vehicle wireless communication.
The invention of modern technology.
Yeah. Her dad was a big influence in that sense. Like he like they it says like they would go on walks together and like discuss the inner workings of different machines and stuff. So it was something like always in her life, like age 5, she was taking apart like music boxes and figuring out how they worked and stuff. So it wasn't like, oh, okay, I can't get cast in a movie. Let me make a frequency hopper.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay, her name's Hedy.
Gorgeous.
I was about to say she's stunning.
She's Lamar, gorgeous.
And originally Hedwig Eva Kiesler, born in Vienna, Austria on November 9th.
Wait. Wow, that's Wi-Fi material.
You can have it all. Stop. You really can have it all.
You really can.
Wow.
And if the U.S. Navy had taken her painting.
This is like one of the things, we were talking about this earlier, about like people who are really like erased from that. Like,
yeah. Well, a lot of times women.
Yeah, I found this on a search and it's like a collection of about like 30 women who all invented things that men got credited for. And I was like, I am going to be coming with a theme to the podcast for the next 30 episodes.
Wow, that makes me so mad. But I'm happy it happened in her lifetime.
Yeah, I'm happy that she got credited.
She got to see it. You said she died in 2000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How old was she? Did she make it?
She would have been 76.
She was old.
Yeah. 76. Yeah.
She gives
Can
me...
I- Oh, tell ahead. You a little something. I mean, yeah. I just looked her up. Can yeah. I tell you a little something naughty about her?
Yeah. We all lean in.
As in 1966, she was arrested in L.A. for shoplifting. In 1966, the charges were eventually dropped. In 1991, she was arrested on the same charge in Florida.
Yes. Shop, of course, is in Florida. Yes. Yes. You know,
she pleaded no contest and the charges were dropped. So
she can't.
The shoplifting charges coincided with a failed attempt to return to the screen.
Oh, wow.
I know. I'm like, is she? So this is like, did she not have money? You know?
I wonder. Yeah. And that could have been changed if she had only been had credited.
Yeah. That's what's like sad and really terrible. Sad. You know? Because it's like, I guess once you get, especially like a certain point, you don't get that, you know, your career is like over or whatever.
Yeah, then yeah.
You'd be like, you're 39, goodbye.
Yeah. So sad. I have a little more detail on the invention, which is the intention was to guide torpedoes to their targets, and the system involved the use of frequency hopping amongst radio waves with transmitter and receiver hopping to new frequencies together, which prevented like the inception of radio waves, so the torpedo could find its intended target. They sought a patent, and the rejection meant that she then supported the war with her celebrity status by selling war bonds. And it's like, oh, I just created this painting. You don't want that? Okay, well, just look at me and I'll sell war bonds. I'm like,
she's like, anything I can do, whatever you need.
Yeah.
What a tricky like identity shift between the two. Because she's like, no one's taking me seriously for this incredible badass invention I've made.
Right.
Yeah. Fine. The only thing you're gonna value me for is
Me,
my face. Fine, you can have it.
Yeah. The patent expired before she saw a penny from it. She continued to get film credits.
The shoplifting.
Yeah, exactly. And then she did get like later recognition, but like awards in like 1997.
She could have had so much money.
So much acclaim. Like, think what else she could have done.
Yeah. If she did that early.
Right. That long ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Things could have been so different. And she's like really pretty.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She's really
They were like, she brain. Was like, look at this world-changing thing I discovered. And they're like, no, that sounds dumb. Right. We don't want that. What's the point?
Yeah.
And, you know, and then they're like, oh, wait a minute. Remember this?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lindsay, that fact is as hot as the fire that will burn the patriarchy in the name of Hedy Lamarr.
Just don't coat the patriarchy in asbestos first.
Yeah. Or well, maybe do. Maybe that's fine.
Just a hot fire.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Oh, that makes me so mad. Lynn's effect is as hot as the karma that's going to get whoever currently has the patent for Wi-Fi. Probably some white man. And I hope it gets him good. Because that wasn't his invention.
Mm-mm. I have to look that up.
Yeah.
Who has patent for
I think that fact is as hot, if I may say, as Hedy Lamarr herself.
Wow. Oh. Hot.
Yeah, you can say that.
Modest.
I'm going to say that fact was as hot and as angry as Hedy Lamarr in 1957 in her last movie, Slaughter on 10th Avenue. Which on IMDb just has, in parentheses, scenes deleted.
Oh, no.
Stop, that's going to be my IMDb.
Scenes deleted.
I mean, who knows? Maybe she took
I was
some
in moments. It. I was in it.
I was in it.
I was in it. Just,
All right. If I could, like, write the things I've been cut out.
Oh, baby.
Same. Well, Pam, we have reached the point in the show where it's time for you to pick what you think was the hottest fact
of
the episode.
Oh,
no, yeah. We recap them. We're don't recap, worry. So you didn't need to take notes. It was fine. You
but
can.
I don't want to choose. I love them all.
You can do that. You can also choose your own, which yeah. I'm going to say, I know you said it was stinky. It was not
it
stinky.
It was dumb. No. It was stupid.
Pam. Pam.
Look at me. Look at me.
You always do this. You stop it. Stop it now.
Don't talk to my podcast guest that way.
Okay.
And if you want to use the framing of the Westminster Dog Show, which is technically what was most like a fact, if that helps you, please feel free.
That's
but
fun.
We will go through a little recap for you now.
I don't remember what my fact
was. Was it not the...
Boop. Hold on, if I sing it, I'll get there.
It was about the jub-jubs.
Asbestos. It was asbestos. Asbestos was sparkly and you could throw it in the fire.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Ever pregnant aphids.
Oh, God.
Chloe.
Nipple runners.
Nipple runners.
Hedy Wi-Fi Lamarr. Oh. Mm.
I really do think they're all great. I really do love them equally. If I really, oh gosh, they're all so interesting.
I'm not going to make you do this.
I am though.
Okay, I have to pick my favorite one, my favorite kid out of all my children. I love them all the same. I kind of like the little Selenodons.
Yeah.
Selenodons.
Yeah, they're really cute.
Because they're so real surprise, real shock. Nipples on the butt. Descended from dinosaurs, the only mammals with venom. I mean, they got it all.
They're the it. They're the really do. Endangered species.
Oh, what an honor. Thank you so much.
And we need to bring awareness. We really do.
At the end of the day, in this time.
Pam, if our listeners are like, where can we find more of Pam? Where can they find you on social? What shows do you have? Tell us all.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. What have I been up to?
It's just a memory test at the end for you.
Murphy, please, on Twitter and on Instagram. You can also listen to I Will Write Your Book, which is a podcast, if you like podcasts, and I guess you do, on Campfire Media, wherever you find podcasts, Apple Podcasts, I don't know, podcasts, yeah. I Will Write Your Book. And next year, in a year, look out for Crapopolis on Fox.
Woo!
Wait a year.
We're going to share the episode in a year.
Things deleted, but look out.
I was gonna say, we'll still be here in Lindsay's basement.
It's true. Because I won't let them out. I seem so nice. Pat, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
A joy. As always, we are Trash Comedy. We are Trash Comedy on Instagram and Twitter. The podcast is part of the Apocalypse Podcast Network. Thank you all so much for listening. And if you are in New York, we do have a show. Come on down to Brooklyn on February 24th. We are at the Art Cafe. New venue, new fun. Come see us.
And if you get a ticket online, you can win an empanada.
Ooh, yummy.
That's my favorite selling point, baby.
If enough people buy tickets and chant at the show, Chata versus Empanada, Rachel will close with a full eating contest.
And when we say purchase, it is a free show. So you just have to fill in an Eventbrite form. So really, easy peasy. Thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your day, evening, morning, whenever you're listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.